open your PC Optimum app, shop, and scan today. Conditions in app. We've got sunshine ahead today and for the weekend. It's going to be sunny and gorgeous all weekend with highs reaching 30 on Sunday. For today, not quite as hot. 20 at the water, 25 inland. Right now, 15 degrees.
Move 103.5's what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
Vancouver police say it's a miracle no one was injured after a car smashed into the Pacific Coliseum last night. Police say a vehicle drove into the building around 8 o'clock during a performance of Cirque du Soleil. A 30-year-old man has been arrested under the Mental Health Act. The crash comes less than 6 weeks after the Lapu Lapu Day Festival tragedy. A landmark legislation to break down internal trade barriers and increase labor mobility within Canada could be tabled in the House of Commons as early as today. Prime Minister Mark Carney's government has pledged to break down internal trade barriers by Canada Day to create one economy. After long months when U.S. President Donald Trump and Elon Musk appeared united in their chaotic mission to remake Washington, their relationship imploded this week. It began with Musk complaining about the centerpiece of Trump's legislative agenda, which the president at first took in stride, and then eventually Trump let it slip. He was disappointed in his former advisor, prompting Musk to unleash a flood of insults and taunts. Trump couldn't hold back any longer. Yesterday, he posted Musk has been wearing thin and that he asked him to leave the administration, that he had gone crazy. Then Musk claimed Trump was in the Epstein files. Do you have someone in your life who loves their meat smoker? Well, they've been around a while. A new study finds early humans probably smoked meat to extend its shelf life more than 1 million years ago.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, an iHeart radio station.
Real friends, real fun.
And you show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Kickoff day for the BC Lions tomorrow at BC Place, and Snoop Dogg is going to be there for the concert kickoff. You can win a 4-pack of tickets coming up this morning at 7:05.
Coming up in a few minutes, though, we'll continue our discussion about bands or artists that are overrated, in your opinion. 604-280-1035. You can text 103535. Here's Sabrina Carpenter on Move.
Show on today's best variety, Move 1035.
Tonight I wanna hold you close. No surprises. On our way, we don't waste time. Grab my hands, lay them down on your waistline. Then we get low. If you let me take you for a ride, you'll memorize it.
About bands or artists that, in your opinion, are overrated. My friend said something to me I found shocking. My friend thinks Pearl Jam is very overrated. And I was like, particularly the West Coast, I think I was just really surprised by that. So we were asking this morning, what is it for you? Because this is, there are no right or wrong answers, I suppose. It's very, music is subjective, right?
Unless Aaron disagrees with you.
Yeah, then
she
it's for sure.
She tries to tell you that you're wrong.
Yeah. So, Aaron, sir, what's yours again?
Celine Dion. Why are you hesitating
Celine
now?
Dion.
Why are you checking it out all
yeah,
of a sudden?
Yeah, plant your flag.
Yes,
Celine Dion.
Celine Dion sucks. Aaron
yeah.
said it a few moments ago.
No, I just, that song, I just can't take
the
it.
The Titanic song. Data, who is it for you? Most overrated band or artist?
Yeah, it's U2, particularly Bono in the mix. I know this is not a popular opinion. Yeah, I know it's not a popular opinion. The music's okay. I don't hate it, but I just don't get the hype, and I really, really can't get past Bono's obnoxious glasses. It's just too much for me.
Bono has said he's got the lights bother his eyes. I think there is a medical reason, but you are, just so you know, Dana, you are not alone. We did have other messages from people saying you too, and specifically, it really does seem to be about Bono.
I feel like they've never been the same since they jammed that album onto our iPhones all those years ago. 604-280-1035. You can text anytime at 1035. Julie, you say it's Adele that is overrated for you. How come?
Adele, I just like, especially if it's repetitive, they all sound the same to me. Like, she sounds the same to me no matter what she's like singing. And I just get really too much of it. Just too much.
Too much pain.
Yeah.
Too much pain and angst. Yeah.
Like, I swear if I hear Rolling in the Deep or Hello one more time.
Do you like Celine Dion?
I love Celine Dion. I love, like, Kelly Clarkson. I love powerhouse voices, 100%. But just something about Adele gets to me. I don't know what it is.
Thanks for the call, Julie. Powerhouse voices. Maybe that's what you don't like, Aaron, is the powerhouse voices.
I love Kelly Clarkson.
She's going to leave it at that.
Ooh, Marlene, this is a super hot take. Yeah. I've never heard anybody ever say this about this artist. But Marlene says, I never liked Tina Turner.
Now we have a problem. Now we have a problem.
I thought me saying that I didn't get the Beatles was going to be the thing. But Marlene, I think you have the thing.
604-280-1035, or you can text 103535 anytime.
Jordana says Taylor Swift. We've had a few for Taylor Swift. Jordana says something about her gives me the ick. Also, how could one person have so many random feuds with people who don't have anything in common with each other except for her? Jordana's like, I just can't.
Asking the questions that need to be asked. It's the interesting thing about music, right? Like, everybody is somebody's favorite.
Yes.
And everybody is also somebody's worst ever.
Yes.
Worst ever. Oh. And it's the exact same person for just depending on who you talk to. There are somebody's favorite and there are another person's worst artist of all time. Music. It's wild.
How can that be, though?
Because, well, sometimes people are wrong, right? And that's just what you have to allow for. Like, you know, for example, my thinking that the Beatles are overrated. You guys can just be wrong.
This is the Nat and Drew Show.
One, two.
Shawn Mendes is coming to Vancouver.
Big, I'm feeling happy.
Can't wait to see ya.
And Move 103.5 has your tickets in. All this week, listen to the Nat and Drew Show at 8:05, and you could win tickets to Shawn Mendes at Rogers Arena October 12th. Today's best variety.
Keep it here to grab your free tickets.
Move 103.5.
Thank you so much.
Right now, Bell Blue Dot Days are on. That means the offers are hot, hot, hot at Bell. And these aren't just any Blue Dot Days. They're the first, the premiere, the debut, the start of something grand. So hurry in and get in on the great offers.
Introducing Bell Blue Dot Days. Get over $1,000 off amazing phones with eligible trade-in. Switch to Canada's fastest 5G Plus network today. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/bluedotdays for details. Bell, getting a new phone just got better.
Squinting through bright days? That's a no. Struggling with glare? Also, no. What about sunglasses over regular glasses? Big no. But prescription sunglasses from Pearle Vision? That's a huge yes. They're a must-have for enjoying the sun in style. Choose from designer frames like Ralph Lauren, Coach, Michael Kors, and more. Arrange an eye exam at pearlvision.ca and get 40% off lenses. Some restrictions and exclusions may apply. See participating stores for details.
Hey, this is Ruby Carr, the host of the podcast Encore. This week, a song so good, you feel like you could kick a door down. The story behind Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Did you know that Shania was performing in nightclubs when she was like 8? Truly shocking. Find out more with Encore, the stories behind the songs you love, and the unbelievable story of Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Listen to Encore on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts for that and more stories behind the songs you love.
Four generations, one epic battle. Gen Z, millennials, Gen X, or boomers. Who's gonna win it all?
Lily Singh hosts the number one Canadian game show, Battle of the Generations. All new Wednesday at 10, 8 Mountain on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Squinting through bright days? That's a no. Struggling with glare? Also, no. What about sunglasses over regular glasses? Big no. But prescription sunglasses from Pearle Vision? That's a huge yes. They're a must-have for enjoying the sun in style. Choose from designer frames like Ralph Lauren, Coach, Michael Kors, and more. Arrange an eye exam at pearlvision.ca and get 40% off lenses. Some restrictions and exclusions may apply. See participating stores for details.
He could afford regular furniture, but what he wanted was extraordinary ROVE.
Ridiculously overpriced. Very expensive.
He wanted high-quality designer furniture. A Ferrari for the price of a Ford.
I searched for designer furniture factories for the most famous retailers on earth.
No one else wanted to travel 10,000 kilometers from home, so he went himself.
My name is Mike. They tell me I love adventure.
Mike got on an airplane, flew overseas, and found the factory.
After getting to know me, they let me buy direct from the factory.
Mike created a membership program and built a website so you can get what he got.
High-quality designer furniture direct from the manufacturer.
Designer furniture direct from the factory. You're going to save thousands of dollars. Go to XROVE.ca. That's XROVE.ca.
XROVE.ca. XROVE.ca. I'll see you there.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. Nice start to this morning, no stalls or accidents, just that issue for out-of-town travelers. The Coquihalla is closed northbound between Hope and Merritt. Save up to 50% on select summer must-haves during the summer Big Red Sale at Canadian Tire. Only until June 12th, conditions and exclusions apply. Sunshine ahead today. The high will be 20 at the water, 25 in the valley, and right now 15 degrees. All right, coming up, the biggest trending story is the fight between Elon Musk and Donald Trump. The latest on the way.
Here's Nelly. Today's Best Variety, Move 103.5. Good morning. Best Variety, Move 103.5.
Well.
Move over, Drake and Kendrick. There's a new heavyweight feud in town.
What's trending?
Donald Trump and Elon Musk, affectionately known by their celebrity couple name, Elonald. Elonald is over. It hit the fan yesterday. Elon, not a fan of the president's big, beautiful bill, something he sees as being loaded with unnecessary spending after he and his Doge team allegedly cut all that government waste. Elon claimed yesterday that Donald wouldn't have won the election without him. And then when Trump hit back and said that he actually asked Elon to leave the White House because he had gone crazy, Elon tweeted that it was, quote, time to drop the big bomb. Trump is in the Epstein files. Dun, dun, dun. Real Housewives creator Andy Cohen tweeted that he wanted to host the reunion episode.
Yeah.
As the two get back together. Trump spoke to CNN's Dana Bash this morning and said he's not even thinking. Not even
thinking. Of course
he's
not even
about
thinking.
Elon anymore, and that the, quote, poor guy has a problem.
Yeah.
But look, let's be honest. Would anybody be shocked if these two patched it up and worked together again in the future?
Oh, yeah. They'll forget that they ever said anything that they said. It'll be all good and whatever. It was... this was fun while it lasted.
It was an entertaining day on social media, for sure.
Okay, how about a palate cleanser? Guys, how about some gelato? Because one of the biggest days in the Vancouver food scene is happening on Sunday. It's Italian Day on the Drive, and it is the 15th year for the event. So 14 blocks of Commercial Drive in Little Italy will be closed down, and people are invited to indulge in all the authentic Italian and world cuisine from drive merchants and then also guest vendors. There's going to be multiple beverage gardens, which are going to be needed because it is going to be so hot on Sunday. So keep that in mind. So there'll be Italian wines and beer and craft cocktails, and it's going to be packed. It's just one of the busiest events, right, of the kickoff
to
summer.
Just don't forget to mix in some water along the way.
Yes.
All of the festive drinks. I'm just looking out for you. Trying to look out for you.
Well, you're going to give that warning, and then I'm going to give this warning. So maybe don't bring your dog because it's going to be hot. And there's not going to be any shade. And I get that we like to bring our dogs everywhere, but it is going to be, the pavement's going to be hot. It's going to be super crowded. There's not going to be a lot of space for your dog. It's going to be hot. Don't bring your dog. Drew says drink water.
But, like it's, you know, optional. We're heading to Kamloops this weekend for the BC Provincial Flag Football Championships. It's going to be 35 in Kamloops on Sunday. My wife and I were talking about this yesterday. It's like, how do people have dogs in Kamloops? And we're like, well, they probably get used to it. The dogs probably get used to it. But still, just the idea of those little paws walking around on hot concrete on a 35-degree day. It's pretty intense for the little creatures.
That's the normal weather, though, right?
I get it. Yeah, no, for sure. But still, I would think, like, even if it's normal on a hot day like that, where the concrete is just smoking hot, would it be like,
you got to take them down to the Thompson River.
Every cent. Yeah. Is that where? Okay.
Yeah. Also, early morning and I think late evening walks are kind of what you do. During the day, it's a big siesta for everybody. Yeah.
It's not a bad way to live.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
You're a falling star, you're the getaway car, you're the light in the sand when I go too far. You're the swimming pool on an August day, and you're the perfect thing to say. And you play it coy, but it's kinda cute. Oh, when you smile at me, you know exactly what you do. Baby, don't pretend that you don't know it's true, 'cause you can see it when I look at you. And in this crazy life, and through these crazy times, you make me sing your every line, your every word, your everything. You're a carousel, you're a wishing well, and you light me up when you ring my bell. You're a mystery, you're from outer space, you're every minute of my everyday. And I can't believe that I'm your man, and I get to kiss your baby just because I can. Whatever comes up,
that's what our love can do. And in this crazy life, and through these crazy times, it's you, you make me sing your every line, your every word, your everything. Everything, you're every song, and I sing along, 'cause you're my everything.
The Nat and Drew Show.
On today's best variety, Move 1035.
Show me how to love, maybe
The Weeknd on today's Best Variety, Move 103.5. Well, do you like a good revenge story? Revenge for a woman scorned?
Yeah.
This has gone viral in recent days, and some people are calling it a 10 out of 10 revenge story after a woman caught her husband, or sorry, not husband, but boyfriend. He didn't cheat all the way, but he was certainly not behaving well. Nothing ever happened with the person, physical, but he was behaving badly, via text with somebody.
I see. Okay. I thought you meant he didn't cheat all the way, like it was over clothes.
No, nothing apparently physical happened between him and the woman who was not his girlfriend, but he was being very inappropriate towards her on text. So here's how it went down. The woman's name is Melissa, and she got a DM, I believe, through Instagram from this woman that her boyfriend had been messaging. And the woman said to her, "Hey, I'm so sorry, but I thought you should know this has happened to me in the past. But your boyfriend asked for my phone number at work, told me he didn't have Instagram or social media. And so I gave him my number, didn't know he was in a relationship. And then he started texting me very, very, very flirty things. Here's what he's been sending me." Melissa had been getting some vibes that things were not totally on the up and up, that her man was not behaving honorably, shall we say. And this was, you know, confirmation that he had been at least putting it out there.
Of course.
To hook up with somebody else. So if you got messages in the moment, would you probably like immediately turn to your partner and go, "What are these? What are these?"
Yes, I think so. I think the confrontation, for sure.
Melissa did not. She sat on those messages for about a week. And then devised a revenge plan. And her revenge plan was to print out all of the messages that this other woman had sent her, cut them up, and then paste them into a sympathy card, "Sorry for your loss." The loss being your relationship with Melissa, because she was dumping you. And she went to his work and presented him with this sympathy card in front of his coworkers, where all of the messages spilled out for other people to see. So she posted a video on TikTok just of her creating the card and telling the story. It's received millions of views and lots of people saying this is 10 out of 10 methodically executed revenge. Just in terms of like being able to sit on it for a few days and devise the plan. Cause I think most people aren't just sitting there on the ready with a revenge plan.
No.
Ready to enact.
Like,
ready to enact.
Like my go-to might be egging a car. You know, slashing a tire, but it's not that.
No.
And, good for her. But so like, was the card, like, we know for sure that the coworkers got to see like all the stuff. I guess she went into the work.
Yeah, she did. I don't think she got video of other people's reaction because probably can't do that. But according to the way she tells the story, he was clearly embarrassed in front of his coworkers.
Yeah.
That this had gone down. And Melissa and the dude, no longer.
I mean, there's that saying, right? Revenge, a dish best served cold. Yeah. I just think most of us can't do that. Most of us go to the eggs.
A key to the car.
Key to the car.
No healthy choices.
That's not healthy?
The Nat Andrews Show. I don't know, 103.5.
I'm not even sure this is healthy, but at least it was methodical. They really thought through, not just an emotional reaction. 6:36. We're going to play the $1,000 minute at 7:35. We'll get you prepped for that by giving you the answer to question one right after the news at 7 o'clock.
Right now, Bell Blue Dot Days are on. That means the offers are hot, hot, hot at Bell. And these aren't just any Blue Dot Days. They're the first, the premiere, the debut, the start of something grand. So hurry in and get in on the great offers.
Introducing Bell Blue Dot Days. Get over $1,000 off amazing phones with eligible trade-in. Switch to Canada's fastest 5G plus network today. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/bluedotdays for details. Bell, getting a new phone just got better.
Squinting through bright days? That's a no. Struggling with glare? Also, no. What about sunglasses over regular glasses? Big no. But prescription sunglasses from Pearle Vision? That's a huge yes. They're a must-have for enjoying the sun in style. Choose from designer frames like Ralph Lauren, Coach, Michael Kors, and more. Arrange an eye exam at pearlvision.ca and get 40% off lenses. Some restrictions and exclusions may apply. See participating stores for details.
One night, one city, one live stream you don't want to miss. Khalid headlines Billboard Canada The Stage at North by Northeast, June 12th.
Khalid!
Can we just...
Presented by iHeartRadio. With performances by rising star Akila and more. And iHeartRadio is streaming it live from Toronto.
What's up, guys? It's Khalid. Show me where you
love. Watch on the iHeartRadio CA YouTube channel. It's free, exclusive, and it's only from iHeartRadio.
It's Canada's turn on F1's World Tour of Speed.
Side by side! This is Formula One at its absolute finest.
It's a hat-trick of wins for Max Verstappen in Montreal!
The Canadian Grand Prix, Sunday, June 15th on TSN and CTV.
Satisfy your musical theater cravings with Waitress. June 12th to August 3rd at the Stanley Industrial Alliance Stage. Join the colorful characters of a small-town diner as they cheer on waitress and expert pie maker Jenna in her pursuit of her dreams of a better life. With a delectable score by Grammy Award winner Sarah Bareilles, this energetic and emotional musical is a treat for the ears and soul. Get tickets from $39 at artsclub.com. Waitress. That's artsclub.com.
Springtime in Paris, where every rally, every reaction,
oh, stop it,
leaves a mark, and history will be written on clay. Roland Garros, May 25th to June 8th on TSN and TSN Plus.
Callum, Sarah, I heard you had something for me.
You're going to like it.
Everyone is going to like it.
Tell them, Sarah.
We have 8 exciting new engagement rings.
Plus 2 that are super exciting.
We call it the Top 10 Collection.
Are they elegant?
Extremely elegant.
Are they dazzling?
Delightfully dazzling.
Are they affordable?
Amazingly affordable.
Do you know who should come and see them?
Who?
Everyone who is in love.
It is good to be in love.
Spence.
Wow!
Located in Vancouver and Langley.
Board your Air Canada flight and close your eyes, because Brisbane, Australia is just one sleep away. Nice. Wake up down under and step into adventure in Queensland, because you're one sleep away from saying g'day to the out-of-this-world outback and one sleep from the Great Barrier Reef. Wander where the wildlife is a lot wilder. The rainforests are 180 million years old, and the turquoise gorges are paradise to kayak. Fly nonstop and wake up in Brisbane, Queensland with Air Canada. Nice travels.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We have one issue in town right now, and it's a car with a flat on the Alex Fraser. Northbound started the Cliveden off-ramp, and then for anyone traveling, the Coquihalla's closed northbound between Hope and Merritt due to a sinkhole. Get 20 or 30,000 points at Shoppers Drug Mart, a $20 or $30 value. Open your PC Optimum app, shop and scan today. Conditions in app. We've got sunshine ahead today. This weekend's going to be sunny and hot. Today, the high will be 20 at the beach, 25 inland. Right now, 15 degrees.
Let's go.
the Nat and Drew Show.
Move 103.5.
Turner, today's best variety move, 103.5. Good morning. Good to have you here. It's the Nat and Drew Show, 648. Aaron just recently experienced what I believe is a quintessential Vancouver experience.
Yeah, I was dive bombed by crows.
No!
Yes, yes. It was horrifying.
What were you doing wrong?
I, this is it. Thank you. I was doing nothing. And that's why it just, I was walking down a street that I walk down every day. And all of a sudden, and there are a lot of crows in my neighborhood. I live in Kits in Vancouver and there are a lot of crows and I love crows. I think they're great, but I don't feel that way anymore. I'm not kidding. Like, so I guess I must have walked too close to a nest. It's springtime, all that. I know that it's their season and they literally dive bombed my head. At more than once, like they didn't touch me, but they came so close and it was so scary. And I started running down the street and I didn't even scream. I was so scared, but I was honestly like,
what do I do? How do I handle this? It was just unbelievable. And now I feel bad because I have a friend who actually, they did hit her head.
Yeah.
They hit her head. She was wearing a ponytail while she was jogging, my friend Heather, and they grabbed her ponytail.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always mocked her, like, oh, that's tough. It's not like being, you know, chased by a cougar, like, for the love of God. But now I know. It was horrifying.
But it's still not like being chased by a cougar. Like, not that it's not scary, but, like, I think in the scale of, like, what's scarier, like, if it was a sliding scale, I would put crows low compared to cougars.
For sure. But I understand if it catches you by surprise, like if you don't see it coming and then suddenly something is upon you. Because I think, and I get, you know, they're protecting their nest. They probably have young nearby. But I do feel like, and again, it's the crows can't help it. They are how they are. But I do feel like in 99.9% of the cases, the human is being wrongfully accused. You know, like
the
human is probably not, you know, consciously posing a threat to the crow's nest, but the crow is just acting out naturally as a crow does.
Right. Sure. But in the crow's mind, you got to think like it's an intruder into your space. Like you're protecting.
But you don't know that you're in their space.
It's like they're, they have those laws, like, I think that some states have them where it's just like the right to protect your home.
Oh my God.
Like it's kind of like, that's like with the crows.
Stand
like,
your ground.
The stand your ground laws. Like, guess what, guys? I'm sorry. Yeah. You walked into the wrong place. Yeah. I think it is, it's definitely behavior that we hear about and stuff, but, I love them so much. Ever since I read a story, this was years ago, that there was a young girl in Seattle that she had befriended crows and they would bring her trinkets. I was like, I want that in my life.
Yes.
I've never been dive bombed by a crow, but I have been attacked by a seagull. And it is scary because it came at me from behind.
Yes.
And so you feel as I did, like this big thump on the back of your head. And the seagull was perched itself on my shoulder to wrestle a slice of pizza out of my hands.
He landed
on it. Came up from behind.
Yeah.
I felt it slam up against the back of my head and my shoulder. It perched on my shoulder, reached over with its beak, and ripped that slice of pizza right out of my hands. It was a fight I was not going to win. Scare the crap out of me.
Yeah.
You know, you don't see it coming, and then boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were
you
at Granville Island?
No, this was near our family cabin at the lake.
Oh, okay.
So, I was up there. So they're everywhere by the water and the beach.
I'm just always like, I just feel that anybody that's at Granville Island eating fries outside is just very brave.
Yeah.
The Nat Andrew Show.
Serious business.
They're tourists. Brave, brave tourists.
6:52, BC Lions tickets for tomorrow's home opener, which features Snoop Dogg in the concert kickoff. We've got one last four-pack of tickets to give away just after 7 o'clock.
Right now, Bell Blue Dot Days are on. That means the offers are hot, hot, hot at Bell. And these aren't just any Blue Dot Days. They're the first, the premiere, the debut, the start of something grand. So hurry in and get in on the great offers.
Introducing Bell Blue Dot Days. Get over $1,000 off amazing phones with eligible trade-in. Switch to Canada's fastest 5G plus network today. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/bluedotdays for details. Bell, getting a new phone just got better.
Hey, this is Ruby Carr, the host of the podcast Encore. You know how some artists grow to kind of hate their big hit? This is one of those stories, but I promise, still a likable one. Tune in this week to Encore, the stories behind the songs you love, or the incredible story of Vanessa Carlton's 2002 hit, 1,000 Miles. I recorded the episode while riding a piano around New York City. Not really, that would be cool though. Listen to Encore on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts for stories behind all the songs you love.
Only Crave brings you the next great animated series for adults. An outrageous half-hour comedy with the heroes we need now more than ever. Canadian superheroes.
Canadian superheroes?
Yes, Canadian superheroes. Starring Canadian legends Kobe Smulders.
You just pissed up the wrong maple tree.
And Will Arnett.
Super Team Canada, let's roll.
Super Team Canada, new series, stream now. Only on Crave. Proudly Canadian, eh?
Breaking story from Alpine News Network. Firefighter Finn McHose, that's a nickname, right? Needed help contending with a blaze of debt. He called Alpine Credits and a superhero was sent his way. Summoning water, she extinguished the fire and consolidated his debt into one low monthly payment. His floors may be wet, but his debt is under control. Own your home, need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Thanks to IKEA, my bedroom feels extra sleepy. These new blackout curtains keep it extra dark, and my new duvet keeps me extra cozy. But it also made my nighttime extra boring, because the monster under my bed is sleeping better too. Hey, buddy, wake up. Hey.
Don't scare me like that! What are you trying to do to me? Jeez!
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Meet Cam. Cam? Cam, you there?
I'm here. Sorry, my car battery died.
Cam's got car troubles.
A lot of them.
That's why he's a BCAA member, because in case of a dead battery...
or flat tire, locked keys in the car, engine stalls, when I'm out of gas, getting stuck in a ditch... I can keep going.
BCAA is always just a click away. Become a member today at BCAA.com.
Anybody see my keys?
He could afford regular furniture, but what he wanted was extraordinary ROVE.
Ridiculously overpriced. Very expensive.
He wanted high-quality designer furniture, a Ferrari for the price of a Ford.
I searched for designer furniture factories for the most famous retailers on Earth.
No one else wanted to travel 10,000 kilometers from home, so he went himself.
My name is Mike. They tell me I love adventure.
Mike got on an airplane, flew overseas, and found the factory.
After getting to know me, they let me buy direct from the factory.
Mike created a membership program and built a website so you can get what he got.
High quality designer furniture direct from the manufacturer.
Designer furniture direct from the factory. You're going to save thousands of dollars. Go to XROVE.ca. That's XROVE.ca.
XROVE.ca. XROVE.ca. I'll see you there.
This is the Nat and Drew Show. Move 1035.
I hear a lot about sinners. Don't think that I'll be a saint. But I might go down to the river. 'Cause the way that the sky opens up when we touch it, it's making me say that the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me. Feels so holy, 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 holy. Oh God, running to the altar like a track star. Can't wait another second. 'Cause the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me. Feels so holy. I don't do well with the drama. And no, I can't stand it being fake. No, 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 no. I don't believe in Nirvana. But the way that we love in the night gave me life, baby. I can't explain it. The way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me. Feels so holy, 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 holy. Oh God, running to the altar like a track star. Can't wait another second. 'Cause the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me. Feels so holy. They say we're too young and the players say don't go crushing. Wise men say fools rushing, but I don't know. Say we're too youngin', and the players say don't go crushing. Wise men say fools are rushing, but I don't know. 'Cause the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me. Feels so holy, 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 holy. Oh God! Hold me, feel so holy.
Good for Friday morning. I'm Aaron Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. It's brought to you by Lotto Max. The sky's the limit with Lotto Max. The next jackpot is $10 million. Dream to the max of Lotto Max. 19 plus to play. Well, we've got a couple of issues in town. And then, of course, the Coca-Cola for any travelers. Just to note, the Coke is closed northbound between Hope and Merritt today. And that's due to a sinkhole. Otherwise, looks like we've got one issue. Alex Fraser, they've cleared it. But we still have some backups there northbound after a car had a flat on the bridge. Save up to 50% on select summer must-haves during the summer Big Red Sale at Canadian Tire, only until June 12th. Conditions and exclusions apply. Weekend weather, wow, that's about all we need to say. It's going to be sunny and very, very hot. Every day getting warmer as we head towards Sunday, which could be near 30 on the lower mainland. Today, though, the high will be 25. Right now, 15 degrees.
Move 103.5, so what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
Vancouver police say it's a miracle no one was hurt after a car smashed into the Pacific Coliseum last night. Police say a vehicle drove into the building around 8 o'clock. It was right during the intermission of the performance of Cirque du Soleil last night. A 30-year-old man has been arrested. The crash comes less than 6 weeks after a vehicle rammed into the Lapu Day Festival in Vancouver, killing 11 people. A landmark decision to break down internal trade barriers and increase labor mobility within our country could be tabled in the House of Commons as early as today. Prime Minister Mark Carney's government has pledged to break down internal trade barriers by Canada Day to create one economy. After a months-long love story between U.S. President Donald Trump and Elon Musk, they broke up yesterday. It began with Musk complaining about the centerpiece of Trump's legislative agenda earlier in the week, which the president at first took in stride. Eventually, he let it slip that he was disappointed in his former advisor, and then Musk unleashed a flood of insults and taunts. Trump couldn't hold back. He posted that Musk had been wearing thin and that he was asked to leave and that the tech titan had gone crazy. Then Musk claimed Trump was in the Epstein files. A busy weekend on the Lower Mainland. Saturday is Hats Off Day in Burnaby Heights. The Artisan Avenue Market is Saturday at Kitts Beach. It's Car Free Day in Surrey on Saturday. The BC Lions host at BC Play Saturday night. Edmonton and Snoop Dogg will play before the game. And Sunday, it's Italian Day on the Drive.
CHQM Vancouver. Move 1035 and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends. Real fun.
And Drew Show. Let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Home of the $1,000 minutes at 735. To save you time and get you closer to the money, the answer to question one will be Milky Way. A galaxy and a chocolate bar. Milky Way, the answer to question one at 735.
Before that, though, we have another round of Wheel of Games. The final round for a four-pack of tickets to see the BC Lions home opener and Snoop Dogg tomorrow. Wheel of Games on the way after.